Peah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalad. We discussed in the previous Mishnah that when it comes to trees, the fruit of trees, and what you'll call an orchard, that the only thing that's considered to be a hefsek that divides between, makes one orchard into two orchards, would be a geder, would be a fence. Our Mishnah is going to talk about there are other trees that are so significant, that are particularly tall and have many, many branches, that even a geder would not be sufficient to be able to divide them. So Mishnah tells us, v'lecharuvin, when it comes to carob trees, kol haroin zezeh, as long as the carob trees are in sight of one another, that you can see from, if you're standing at one, you can see the other, they are all considered to be one field, even though you may have a geder in between them, even though you might have a fence. Once they can see each other, it's considered to be one field, one orchard, and you take one peah from that. Amar Raman Gamliel. Raman Gamliel tells us that Nohagin Hayu Beis Abba, it was the custom of his father's house, the house of the Nasi, that Nostin Peah Achas Lazesim Shehayu Lahem Bechol Ruach, that they would give one form of peah from the olives and olive trees that they had in each direction. In other words, they would say the north side of the city where they had zaysim, they had olives there, and the south side, the west side, the east side, each direction was considered a separate sada, a separate orchard, and you would give one peah from that, and it would seem that that would be true, even if the trees were not visible to each other. The entire direction was considered to be one sada. Well, the charuvin, and when it came to charuvin, carobs, that even the house of Rabbi Gamliel, kol haroin ze'azeh, was again like the Tanakhama said, that when it came to carobs, they had to be able to see one another. It was only for zeisim that they had this exceptional halacha, that even if they didn't even see each other, they were just in the same direction on the side of the city, that was considered to be one sada. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Tzadok, Omer, Mishmo. Moshe Ben Tzedek said in the name of Rabbi Gamliel, "Af lecharuvin shehayu lahem b'chol ha'ir," that no, not as we said originally, that the charuvin were roin zezeh, that that was the shear, but rather the charuvin that they had in the entire city, even if they couldn't see each other, that was considered to be one peah. In that sense, charuvin were considered to be one field, even more than zesim were. Zesim were considered divided as fields, based on what direction they were, so that each direction was a separate field. But Charuvin, the whole city was considered to be one, according to the house of Rabbi Gamliel.